a piece that has on each end an upright piece that holds a wagon bed in. On the back one, it's clamped down and made wheels and back axles made solid to stay. On the front one, there's a pin in there that this front bolster will turn around and around. When you put your wagon bed on that, you see your bolsters won't turn with this bed on it. But your wheels can turn where you can turn your wagon to go certain different ways. And the thing that held the front end and back end together was called a coupling pole. And you had a hole in it that you could lengthen it out, one for your wagon bed, then if you wanted to haul poles of wood or rails for your fence or anything like that, that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now when you have a horse hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the trace is fastened to?
Single tree.
And if you had two of them, what's the thing they both fasten to?
Well, if you're going to equalize it and not have it stationary, it'd be called a double tree.
Mm-hmm.
And in front, a double team, you either had chains or you had a breast yoke.
Mm-hmm. A double team, does that mean four?
Two.
Double team means two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Single and double.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want more, you have to go up to four.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And double tree that was worked up there was a piece of wood with a ring on the end, in the middle of it, a ring on each end. Then on the horse's hames that went in the collar where the traces are fastened to, they use what you call breast chains.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little thing at work, you know, you could push through these rings on this. You'd run it through the ring of the breast yoke over to the other hame and push it up through that hole and fasten it. You see, whenever you pushed it up, it turned this way, it come down. You had to turn it back before it come out.
Mm-hmm. You certainly know a lot about wagons.
I should. I worked in...
Did you build wagons?
I never did build them. I've repaired them.
Mm-hmm. So you have to know how they're built so that you can fix them.
You have to know how to anything.
Yeah. Okay, if there were a log across the road and it were too heavy to lift, you would say, I tied a rope to it and I...
drug it.
Okay.
Or slid it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear snaked it? Do they say that around here?
That is a term that's used in cutting timber.
Mm.
Mostly, they have a horse or have a car, a wagon, you know, that you can send down and hitch to that. Where they use a horse, like Marshall Frost out here, they'll take that horse down in the wood and he knows where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a chain to that log and he's got a single tree to him, you know, and they
mm-hmm.
hitch him to that and turn him loose, and he knows which way to go, and he'll drag it up, and somebody up there will stop him, and they'll unchain him, and either put that back on his, single tree up on his hames,
mm-hmm.
or they'll hold to it and walk him back to the woods and snake another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've snaked many a log with a, usually used for one or two when they're large enough.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Well, it usually it's what they call a turning plow, but since they got the tractors with the power, a disc is about as good as a turning plow. That you've got what they call bottom turning plows. If you want to turn real deep, something like 12 inches, 8, 10, 12, like mm-hmm. that, you use a turning plow that